It's been good. I've been really enjoying it. You know, played 4 games now, and I've been enjoying it. And yeah, I've been taking it all in. And obviously, you know, I haven't played many games, but I've been learning each game. And all I want to do is now keep improving.
What do you learn from first team action?
I think it's a weird one for keepers because a lot of the older, it's more experience. I think it's more about how dealing with different situations in different games, like knowing when to slow down, things like that. So yeah, it's not much the goalkeeping specific, more like the understanding of the game and a lot to do with that, like positioning on different situations. And I think that only will come with more games experience.
Yeah, I heard some talk the other week about other goalkeepers with, you know, Manchester City, that sort of thing. It's not so much the shot stopping that's the issue. It's the management of the game that's the thing you really learn.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing for a keeper. A lot of people say, like, you know, you just stand there. People always say, oh, you're a keeper, you just stand there. But it's a lot to it. And with that, like, the games, it's not just about the saving. It's, you know, it's about the positioning, you know. If they're playing over the ball, the top of the defence, like, knowing where to be and things like that, and that will come with games, and that's the biggest thing.
Last home game of the season, a chance to basically say thanks to the fans, I guess, in what's been a really, really weird few months.
It has, yeah. It's been a few. Even I think the whole season's been a bit weird. You know, obviously, this is the first time I've experienced, you know, a bit more problems with a club, but you know, we've all stuck in together, and obviously, you know, the fans have been brilliant for us, and we definitely want to, you know, last game of the season, get 3 points for them, and have something to cheer about.
I was going to mention that all the things that have gone off the pitch, that the wages not being paid 3 times, all the behind the scenes shenanigans, does that make the team spirit closer, do you think, when you look back over the year?
Yeah, 100%. I think everyone, you know, we all just stuck together, you know, we all had our problems, and you know, and it was, we just all stick together, and we you know, we worked hard, we pushed each other on, you know, there was some tough times, but the lads, you know, we all just picked ourselves up when people were down, and we carried ourselves, and I think, you know, we all should be proud as the lads and the fans as well for backing us.
And with 2 games to go, to be safe, do you see that as an achievement? Or as Kevin Edison said last week, is there still disappointment that earlier in the season, after that really good run in February, you didn't kick on?
Yeah, definitely. Like, you know, even the beginning of the season, we started quite well. And obviously we had that really good run in February. We were in a good position. And then unfortunately, you know, we haven't that momentum that didn't keep on, and we went on a bit of a downslope. But you know, the last couple of games now we've picked it back up, and we just go strong to the end of the season now. We finish it. We don't think about what's happened before. We just finish now the last 2 games. We finish on a high, and then we have our holidays.